You're listening to Michigan Radio. The Michigan men's basketball team's amazing run came to an end Thursday night in a 69-68 loss to Oregon in the NCAA tournament. But Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says the Wolverines still managed to salvage a lost season and stir some souls along the way.
The first part of this story you probably know. The Michigan men's basketball team stunk so badly in January, just about everybody figured they'd never get to the NCAA tournament in March. They had some talent, but they were one-dimensional, all offense and no defense. Worse, other coaches said Michigan was soft and lazy, two things no coach wants to hear about his team. Another team, not a very good one either, called Michigan a white-collar team, and worst of all, they were right. What could Coach John Beilein do about it? He'd already told his players everything they needed to hear. He worked them every practice. But the results were not close to what his previous Michigan teams had achieved. And that's when senior captain Derek Walton Jr. acted like a senior and a captain. He called a players-only meeting and chewed out his teammates. This is more unusual than you might think, because it's asking a lot. Not many college students are eager to tell their friends hard truths, because you risk becoming unpopular, something very few 21-year-olds are willing to risk. Walton decided there was something worse than being unpopular, not achieving your potential, because you're too afraid to speak your mind. Walton's meeting worked. Team started playing defense, which is often a grim, dull business. They started losing close games against good teams. Then they started winning close ones. Then they started blowing teams out. The Walton-led Wolverines handed seven opponents their biggest defeats of the season. The day before the Big Ten tournament started, the team's airplane stopped during takeoff, well past the runway. The landing gear snapped, Walton received stitches, and Coach Beilein let his team decide if they wanted to hop on another plane the next morning or forfeit their opening game. Once again, they decided to toughen up. And boy, did they, beating four teams in 4 days, including the Big Ten's two best teams, Purdue and Wisconsin, both for the second time. The Wolverines won the Big Ten tournament and a seventh seed in the NCAA tournament. They won their first game against a hot Oklahoma State team, 92-91, their sixth straight. They were as tough as anyone still standing. And that's just one more reason I prefer college sports to the pros. You can actually see college kids grow up before your eyes and become men. You can watch them accept responsibility, respond to pressure, and develop into leaders when following is so much easier. In just 2 months, we saw Derek Walton Jr. transform himself from a passenger to a pilot. On Sunday, they faced an excellent, if morally compromised, Louisville program. A few years ago, a staffer confessed to hiring prostitutes for their recruits. Those players beat Michigan in the NCAA title game back in 2013. This year, Louisville is supposed to compete for the national title. I watched that game in the Michigan Union. As the game built towards its climax, people gathered to watch the TVs there. I saw undergraduates, graduate students, a 78-year-old physics professor, and the guys who clean up the Union all glued to the TV. When the Wolverines pulled off the upset, they celebrated together. That's what college sports can do. They weren't just cheering the victory, but the values behind it. They admire these coaches and players, and they should have. These guys do it the right way, and that is rare. Just ask Louisville. Michigan's magical run ended last night in a one-point loss to Oregon, another department that's had some moral issues. At some point, Michigan fans have got to make a decision. Do they want to win a national title the way Louisville did, or do they want a program they can be proud of on and off the court? If it's the latter, then John Beilein is their man, and Derek Walton Jr. is their captain.
John U. Bacon is the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers. His views are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Michigan Radio, its management, or its license holder, the University of Michigan.